in that process, the Lord said, I'm asking you, Mark, to step aside from your business, to step put all that aside, your career, and I want you to go into ministry full time.
Release your faith to operate in heaven's economics. On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland shares how believing God's Word can change your whole situation and help bring to you a hundredfold return.
Open your Bibles to Mark chapter 10, verse 17, please. When Jesus was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and thy mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master or Rabbi, all these have I observed from my youth. That's why he was wealthy. You understand? That's why he was wealthy. Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Glory, money and all. He loved him. And he said to him, One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and take up the cross and follow me. I want you to notice something here. This is a side issue, but in one way, but yet it's very, very, very important. The only people that Jesus said, come and follow me, became apostles. He said that to the apostles of the Lamb, the 12. Was this not a proper replacement for Judas? Good thought, isn't it? Amen. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Now, grief is a killer. Grief, particularly when you hadn't lost anything yet. Depression is grieving over stuff you hadn't lost. It's a mean thing, depression is. Grief is a sense of loss. He didn't, that's fine. He was sad. It's not fine, but he's still all right. He's grieved. He's still all right. But he didn't have to go away. That was a bad decision. He could have said, Jesus, I don't understand that. I had more confidence in you than that. And I'm mad and I'm hurt, but I'm not leaving. You've got the words of life. I'm going to stay with you. Change the whole situation. Amen. Now then, Jesus looked round about and saith unto his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God. And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again and saith unto them, Children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Now, I had a news media person say this to me in challenging me over wealth and so forth. And she quoted that to me. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And I said, you need to read the rest of that. Jesus said, now look, how hard is it for them that trust in riches? Not that he's rich. He trusts in riches. That's what this man was doing. And it cost him, I think, now you know, that's just between you and me and God, but I think it cost him apostleship. At that time, tradition says it was Barnabas. Now, I haven't studied it deeply enough to be able to really confirm that. I believe it was. Amen. Then he said, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And these real poor guys said, yeah, I know that's true. They were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? Jesus, looking upon them, saith, now I'm not through with that. Every man on his staff was wealthy. Every one of them. It's a little shaky how Matthew got his, but anyway, he's a wealthy guy. Amen. Glory to God. You know, I mean, he's a tax collector, and just, you know, a little. But that all stopped, didn't it? Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. With men, it is impossible. With God, all things are possible. Who are you with?
God.
I'm with God. All things are possible to you. All things are just as possible with you and with me as they are with God when we're with God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on, give the Lord a praise shout. Hallelujah. Yes. There's a lot of shouting in this room tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. With men, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed thee. Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man, no person, that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, not wives. And lands with persecutions. Of course the persecutions are coming. Of course they are. Put a smile on your rich face. Because it's coming. I can't tell you how much I don't care. But now listen, you can't be kidding around about it. People are not the problem. We don't wrestle with flesh and blood. We wrestle with demons, devils. The devil is just as real as God. That's where the comparison ends. He is no good. And he is what, he's the one that causes people to make bad choices. Amen. I love people. I hate the devil with a passion. He shall receive 100-fold. Now, say now.
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 You cannot say now a while ago. Every time you say now, it upgrades. Every time you say now, it catches up. Now.
Now.
Now. There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Now. The first time we said now is gone. Now. He shall receive 100-fold now in this time or in his lifetime. Houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, lands with persecution, and in the world to come eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. Praise God. You know what that is? That is your true lifetime Jesus Care Program. I mean, when Gloria and I were at Oral Roberts University, I tried to explain it, but you need to get the sense of this. Gloria would go in the supermarket and pray in tongues that she would not have to take anything back at the checkout counter because we had so little money and never did have to. Amen. So that was the condition. And I saw that the blessing of Abraham has come on Gloria and me. Well, I wonder what that means. See, I was a scripturally illiterate. I hadn't read this book. And I believed it, but I hadn't read it. Now, I got that from my mom and dad. Mother read it, daddy believed it. Whatever Vanetta said that it said, and he believed every word of it. And then later, I mean, he was 60-some years old, and he decided he's going to start reading the Bible. And he said, Kenneth, this is wonderful. Oh, I don't say he never read it, of course, but he didn't study it. And he was like the man in the book of James. He read it and loved it, but not with the idea of acting on it and so forth. But then after they both got filled with the Holy Spirit, and after I began to teach the word of faith, and the Lord told my mother, he said, you receive him as your minister and not just your son, and things will change. So anyway, glory to God. I came home from school one day, and I said, Gloria, I read over there where God made Abraham rich. Rich, rich, rich. Rich, 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 rich. And then Isaac, oh. And you read, it said he became wealthy and wealthier and wealthier and very wealthy indeed. And he became so rich, the king got mad at him because, and study this from Jewish literature like the Chumash and so forth, and you find out that where he lived was more palatial than the palace of the king, and he was very jealous of it. Anyway, I thought, now wait a minute. The blessing of Abraham through Jesus had come on me. Whoa. Really? Yeah, that's what it says. And Abraham is, you know, Rich. I finally got it out. Rich. That's a Bible word. It's a big Bible word, both in the Old and the New Covenant. The poverty doctrine is not in the Bible. Now, there are things in there that you can draw that from it, but not from the entire work. It's not there. It's been built there. Not by people, but by the devil trying to keep the money out of the hands of the church. Anyway, I'm telling you, I got so sad about that, I could hardly wait to get home. I got home and I set Gloria down there and I read her those scriptures and I said, Gloria, we're rich now. This ain't nothing but a matter of time, girl. And we just got shouting happy. Hallelujah. Gloria said she believed it. And we've been believing it ever since. And he's made us rich. He's made us rich. You don't like rich preachers, you better get out of here right now. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's rich preachers all up and down these rows. Glory to God. Oh, that Mary, there's no telling, you know. Oh, and this one, oh, my goodness. You mean to tell me you're independently wealthy? No, I'm dependently wealthy. Now, my own personal net worth, it ain't all that much. It's good, don't misunderstand me. In comparison, yeah. Our home, all the land, the gas wells, all of that belongs to the ministry. Doesn't belong to us personally. And I forget that the world, you know, doesn't know that. And they think that I own the whole thing. No, I just work there. I got a good job. Glo and I both do. Amen. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. We serve a loving God who does not want... I can prove it to you from the book of Deuteronomy, where the scripture says, and particularly if you read it in the New Loving, that's a good title. The New Living Testament and the Amplified, Classic Amplified Testament, God referring to his covenant people, he said there should be no poor among you. God's provided for everyone to have far more than enough. Every human being far more. It's lack of knowledge and tradition that makes the Word of God no effect. Man-made doctrines, which is the devil stealing and killing and destroying. And wonderful people. I'm talking about godly, good people laboring under that. Hurting. And of course, then the devil's going to get them out with us because they think because of our money we're going to hell. Now, I'll tell you what will send you to hell. Not money, but the love of it.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
I'm Mark Otten, and this is my wife, Lisa. We got born again back in 1976.
That's when we had come into contact with some materials from Brother Kenneth Copeland that absolutely changed our life.
It was just such revelation and so new to us. We listened to Kenneth on radio and TV and just any access, any medium, tapes. We wore out tapes. Copeland tape, sets of tapes that he would have on different teachings that he would have.
And it was a solid foundation when we stood on the Word and believed the Word of God that we heard and taught from them. It worked in our lives.
The pastor of our church that founded our church, he retired, and another minister had come in, and he passed away. And I was one of the elders, and so there was four elders, and we started taking over the pulpit duties and the pastoral duties and the different things that needed to be taken care of at the church. And we were interviewing other pastors for, you know, a candidate to replace our pastor that had passed away. And in that process, the Lord said, I'm asking you, Mark, to step aside from your business, to step put all that aside, your career, and I want you to go into ministry full time. So
he came home one day, and I did not know he'd been mulling this over. And he walked in the door with confidence and said, "Hun, it's me. I'm called to do this. This is what God made me to do." And he said, "If you're not with me on this 100%, I won't do it." And I said, "Go, baby, go. This is a great adventure. I am along for the ride."
And so it was at that point that I presented it to the other elders, the other three elders at our church. Then probably 4 or 5 months, I was ordained and became the pastor there. When I took over as pastor, mm-hmm. we had over $1 million worth of debt. And, you know, the church attendance was down with our former pastor passing away and us not having a pastor for a period of time. And then in 2015, we had a campaign and we paid off the church in 2015. And since then, we've been able to push over $100,000 out every year into the mission field. And God has just given us the grace to be able to just do more. And I think it's because of the faith of the people. They're believing God with us. Mm-hmm. They're trusting God. And that we're seeing things happen. We're seeing the face of our community changed by what God is doing. And it was a process to lay down the business. It was a decision because of the cut in salary. I was going to have to take a pretty substantial cut in salary to do what we're doing. But I knew that God had blessed me in my business. I knew God was my source, not my job. And through that, even though, you know, we'd always had a dream, you know, home in the country we wanted to build, and we, you know, kind of our dream home. And so I put all that on the shelf and said, "I don't care about that. I want to pursue you, God. I want your will." About a year later, a year and a half later maybe, we started building our dream home in the country.
God never makes us miss anything when we follow his will. He's not a subtractor. He's always a multiplier. That's another thing we learned from the Copelands ministry. I believe that, and they proved it to us in the Word.
And I think our partnership even with the Copelands, being able to sow into their ministry, has been a blessing, that we're receiving the financial blessings because of that. There's a grace on us to do what we do.
Well,
so whatever God calls us to do, he gives us the grace to then walk that out. And what we're trying to do at Clear Mountain Community Church, too, is make sure that we're passing the legacy on to the next generation. Our leaders below us are younger, and their generation is grabbing hold of the Word. I never imagined the life that God had for us and what the way he wanted to use us to really help transform lives, help teach others, help lead others to Christ. And it's just been a real blessing and a real privilege to be able to do that.
Every Friday on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is Offering Day, and I want to read this to you again from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 6. It says, "Let him who is taught the word share or respond in all good things with him who teaches, and do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." If you've heard word today on this broadcast, this week on this broadcast, or at any time over the last 30 years that this daily television broadcast has been airing around the world, then what you do when you hear this and it touches your heart, you go before the Lord and say, "Father, how do you want me to respond to this?" And if he's got a part for you to play in the outreach of this ministry, if he instructs you to come into agreement in faith, then you do it. If he instructs you to sow financially into the outreach of this ministry, then you do it. Because as a partner with this ministry, what you're doing is standing right there alongside Kenneth and Gloria Copeland as they preach this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around. And the same word that's gotten into your heart and changed your life through your partnership is getting into the lives and the hearts of people all over the world. Partnership is powerful. Amen. Father, we receive the giving of the people today. We put it before you, Lord Jesus, and say, do all that is in your heart with it. And we call every partner, everyone that has sown into this ministry, we call you blessed. We call you increased. We say, rise up and advance in Jesus' name, and may the goodness of the Lord be seen in your life. Amen. Now listen, before we leave today, I want to remind you that the Midwest Victory Campaign is still going on. Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle right now are in Southfield, Michigan, and you can watch these services live on KCM.org or on KCM's Roku channel. Good things going on in these meetings. Be sure to join us on the broadcast again next week. Brother Copeland will be back teaching the Word of God, teaching us how to live and how to walk by faith. We look forward to seeing you then. Thanks so much for watching. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. August 29th through the 31st, join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle at the Midwest Victory Campaign in Southfield, Michigan, USA. September 12th through the 14th, join Kenneth Copeland at the Gold Coast Victory Campaign in Queensland, Australia. November 7th through the 9th, join us at our nation's capital for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia, USA. For more information, visit kcm.org/events.
Every seat in Kenneth Copeland Bible College has a story, a legacy. Who will you be?
Because from now on, you're going to come to that hill and you're going to throw her back down in a low gear and you're going to say, we're going up this mountain, glory to God, and we're going to the top. And you get to the top and you'll say, I wonder why I hadn't done this before. It is so wonderful. Where's the next mountain? I'm ready to climb. And in this climate, saith the Lord, you are being surrounded by the moving of the Spirit.
We have a seat for you. Apply now at kcbiblecollege.org and revive your faith. Discover your call.